With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Day three of the deliberations in the New York City chokehold manslaughter case against Daniel Penny. Penny has pleaded not guilty to manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. Prosecutors say he recklessly killed Jordan Neely. Penny's defense maintained he was justified in acting to protect fellow subway riders from Neely. A quick-hitting but potent winter storm delivering intense bursts of snow and strong winds to the Midwest, to the Northeast, knocking out power, creating dangerous travel conditions. The storm moved east and expanded its wintry conditions over more of the Great Lakes, Midwest, and parts of the interior Northeast. Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin resident Bryce Cabana said 7 inches of snow was more than he was expecting. Speaking to WBAY,
the 1 to 3 inches I thought is what we were getting, and woke up and it was probably 6 inches and maybe more in some spots with the drifts, but a little more work cut out than expected.
There is a threat of more snow squalls spreading to the interior Northeast. Also at SRNnews.com, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week.
The Labor Department says jobless claim applications rose by 9,000 to 224,000 for the week of November 30th. Despite the increase, the number of claims remains at historically healthy levels. Continuing claims, the total number of Americans collecting jobless benefits fell by 25,000 to 1.87 million for the week of November 23rd.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Two children critically wounded in a shooting at a religious school in Northern California. The gunman is dead. The shooting at Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists is in Palermo, a small town north of Sacramento. This is SRN News. Louisiana church rises from the ashes.
Greater Union Baptist Church of St. Landry Parish was burned to the ground by an arsonist in 2019. But the congregation of the historic black church has rebuilt it, and the sanctuary is set to be rededicated this month. Pastor Patrick Laverne tells News 15, quote, "It's a new beginning. We have a bigger facility, and we have a lot more options than we had in the old one. As is stated, what the devil meant for evil, God turned into good." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for a transgender athlete have urged the Minnesota Supreme Court to allow him to compete in the women's division at powerlifting events, saying he's protected against discrimination by the Minnesota Human Rights Act. USA Powerlifting rejected J.C. Cooper's application in 2018 to compete in the women's division of its events on the grounds that he's a man and enjoys strength advantages over actual women. This is SRN News. Airlines may soon be subject to new consumer protection regulations, rules that could put money in the pockets of inconvenienced travelers.
The Transportation Department says it will begin taking steps toward requiring carriers to pay cash compensation to passengers who are stranded when airlines cause flights to be canceled or changed. The fate of the compensation rule will be left in the hands of the incoming Trump administration. The industry trade group Airlines for America says the compensation proposal would drive up ticket prices. Rich Thomason reporting.
Waymo gearing up to bring its robo-taxi service to Miami, which will accelerate an expansion. Waymo plans to begin testing its driverless Jaguars in Miami next year before the robo-taxis start charging in 2026. This comes less than a month after Waymo opened its robo-taxi service in Los Angeles. More details at SRNnews.com.